We are live.
I wonder if all that was picked up at all.
Probably.
People be sitting in the chat like, what's going on? Somebody's singing.
Who sings here? Who? Nobody, that's who.
Occasionally.
Well, Scott's wrong.
I attempt to sing karaoke once in a while. Attempt.
Yes.
Oh, no, I remember. 14 months.
14 months. It's a long time to review something. Fans love so much.
I have a pink Mega Man.
I saw that.
I fucking, what?
You also have
Dude!
You also have a Monica.
Oh,
wonderful. My antivirus expired.
Womp, womp. Hey, by the way, buddy, your antivirus is expired.
Oh, by the way, even though it wasn't expired the first time.
Wow.
By the way, this episode...
Do you remember when your friend accidentally gently tapped the button on the fucking power or the power strip you happened
you
to have?
You voided your warranty.
Your warranty now void. Deal
wait,
whoa, with it.
Wait, what? What? How does that work? Ha ha, fuck you.
Fuck you, that's how. Wait
fuck
a minute.
You.
That's not,
I see that you have a Monokuma.
That's not cool.
Ornament.
I do. I have a Monokuma ornament. I have some Gundams.
One or two.
Some Gundams.
I have some X-Men.
Some damn guns.
Man, he got some X-Men.
Some
damn,
pokes.
He got some Gundams.
Boop. Damn, your Wolverine is missing a claw.
Oh, yeah, I should probably, like...
On his right hand.
Boot up
yep.
the thing.
He lost his
with
middle
stuff.
Claw and fell off.
I can close that now.
Wolverine's like, oh, shit. I thought these were indestructible. What the fuck?
I totally don't
I have
even
three
have
Bruce
the chat
Lees.
Up right now.
They hang out with Snake Eyes.
I'm sure somebody's yelling at
High
me or
load
something.
Of conversations
oh, no.
going on.
There's,
is that it?
It's true. I don't know what's happening right now.
Hey, Snake Eyes, what are you doing?
I don't know what's going on. Phone. Signal.
So,
just so the fans might know, yeah, these are going to be a couple of small episodes, which are kind of nice, considering we got a thing to go to afterwards.
An explosion. As we slowly move back to bring in some of the other shows and whatnot again, like we used to have, shorter episodes may actually start showing up.
Yes, we will be starting new other shows later down the road, probably within the next 14 months. I know something else is happening in 14 months. I just can't quite remember. Hey, Nick, you are a smart gentleman. Can
wait,
you
what am I doing?
What is coming up? What are we doing
something,
in 14 months?
Something with a zero and a...
I can't remember.
Maybe something with a one? I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it was two and three.
Maybe it was a cross.
Oh no,
two?
No! I'm sorry. It's actual basic. That's what we're reviewing in 14 months.
Basic training?
No, not basic training. No. No military stories from Uncle Nick today. He's too tired.
I too am actually wondering when we finally get back to some of the series reviews.
Someday.
We gotta start watching that galaxy. Yes, I know.
Yes! Look, more protection!
I'm not gonna put my fucking credit card in while we're on the stream. Calm down, computer.
It's like, virus? Credit card. You're like...
Yeah.
Wait,
no.
Kamen Rider.
I've never heard
of it. I don't... We don't have any more Kamen Rider to do right now.
Not...
Like, shitty villains, but, like, nothing new. Mm.
14 months, I think.
I mean, we still got to worry about Seth getting gloriously overjoyed with a volcano. A
oh,
guy.
Yeah! Volcano guy.
Volcano guy.
Yeah, we get to see Volcano guy again. Except I'll actually be here for that one.
And you can actually rate Volcano guy.
Yeah, there you go. Sweet.
Why would I rate a volcano guy?
Because he's a villain.
He is. He's a villain. We'll
so we get to rate Volcano
again.
Guy.
Yes, but the way you guys are saying that quickly, it doesn't sound like you're saying rape. It sounds like you're saying rape. When are we going to rape? When are we going to rape Volcano guy?
Hey,
that
if
would
you
be
wanna,
awful.
If you
I'm
wanna,
not raping Volcano.
If you want to rape
wait a
that
minute.
Thing, go right
wait a
ahead.
Did somebody just say the magic words? 15 months.
Oh, my God.
October next year.
What are you talking? There's no writer hate. Okay, there's writer hate over there.
half the room.
That's
hey,
half the room.
Half room is of hate. Other half is of eh.
I'm indifferent. I've only watched maybe four ever, like in terms of actually watching
Scott's
the series.
On the fence. It depends.
And some of it looks really cool.
Writer hate. That's why I said you're on the fence. It just kind of depends on the on the show.
He's on the fence. He's like, oh, if I need a shitty plot, I got to go to Kamen Rider side.
Nope.
If I need,
see, Ronin, the thing is, somebody did say the other one. They just used numbers.
Just hating.
I first off, you got to have some kind of controversy.
I make the rules.
Extremes. I want to be the villain, so I'm going to do all the bashing. So when people are like, hey, Shane in that episode? No. Felt good. Fuck that guy.
Oh, wait, yes,
the
he is here.
The Volcano Guy versus Nightman, Fight of the Day, man.
Oh.
That man wins 10,000 Shane stream points. Congratulations.
I have you, Norikami.
Hey, Bill, that is a good question. What is the next superhero costume thing we're doing? Because we were going through all the Avengers, right?
I think we still got Thor to tackle as far as the Avengers stuff.
Well, we still got Black Widow also.
I think Thor is in the folders. And Black Widow hasn't been messed with at all yet.
Because there's only been, I think, one on-screen version. So.
No.
No, her costume has changed
in every movie. Her costume is different in Iron Man 2 than it was in Avengers than it was...
But one actress. I mostly
been one actor for Captain America. We covered 9 of his fucking costumes.
There's been numerous Captain Americas. We had numerous Captain Americas.
Technically, when you get technical, in the beginning, yes, there was others before Chris Evans, but there wasn't that many before Chris Evans.
Okay, I guess
because you had the 1990 Captain America.
But I didn't think it was a criteria that there had to be
every live action different version.
No, that there had to be different actors.
I thought that's why we were tackling different live-action versions, because...
We rate costumes.
Yeah. And every
she's changed her costume. We rated... Fucking Iron Man's been one dude. We found a bullshit guy to implant, but we fucking talked about one dude for Iron Man.
Had to throw one
bullshit
guy, because he was
I'll get together the Hawkeye pitchers. I'll get together the two...
That's fine. We have to talk about them at some point.
Actually, yeah. And the thing is, you can also throw the Ronin persona in there with Hawkeye.
Because
it's still
that's
Hawkeye.
One of his costumes then.
Yeah.
They're the same person.
Just like War Machine
and
actually
Fury.
Changed.
I'll do the two different Nick Furies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
I'm down with that. Bring the Hasselhoff.
There's no reason. There's no reason not to. If we're gonna give that to fucking Iron Man and rate all of Iron Man, and he was one actor.
Yeah, let's fucking do that. Dude, I'm always down for Hasselhoff. Come on. David Hasselhoff's fucking Star-Lord's dead, didn't you know?
I think we burned enough time to go ahead and start talking about this,
shit.
Zord.
Yeah, why the fuck not? This will take all of 5 minutes.
Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Scott Action Jackson.
That was so depressing. That was a slow depressing.
Well, if you saw what I saw with these pictures.
Well, let's keep up with the trend. Shane McCree, proto guy.
It's not a trend. That's how you always sound.
I was going to say, that was your normal introduction for like 3 years on the show.
It's okay.
That's the most energy, too.
Seth Level with Mod Powers in the chat. Yep. And me, the God of Hate.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone. Here we go.
Nikoroth.
Da, 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 da.
All right. There's his...
Hey, there's Shitty Goldar.
Oh, my God.
He's made of gold.
It is so funny.
I mean, that's
so
pretty
stupid.
Cool. It's all liquid gold and goopy with wings.
Technically, we won't have to do that much for this Shitty Goldar when we have to raid him.
Okay, well, there's him running. There's him kicking.
This is Sparta.
Oh, that's the foot landing?
This yep. is Goop Town.
That's what the fucking foot looks like?
Like we said, how the fuck does this become a Megazord?
Well, the thing is, they got melted into one, so yeah. it's a terrible, melty amalgamation of...
It's true, because they all exploded,
Zord.
And then they stood up as that.
Well,
they didn't form the Megazord.
They exploded, but they got crushed together at the same time. They became a ball, and then they were forged in the heat and fire of the planet Earth, and then they came out shittier. Much shittier.
He has calf lights.
Yeah.
That way cars don't hit him when he runs at night.
Yeah. Yep. Got to be able to see a fucking 10-story fucking robot. Okay. This shit just comes out of nowhere sometimes.
There's a suplex. The only fucking move they practiced.
Yep.
He took Goldar to Suplex City.
They were like, we gotta prepare to save the planet. And then they just practiced suplex.
I like when Alpha's like,
nope.
What you can suplex... When you can suplex these guys, you can suplex anything.
No, that's not
Don't
true.
Don't matter.
I guarantee you they still couldn't suplex the Phantom Train as good as Sabin.
Then the fucking...
I guarantee you what happened. This is what happened. Billy was like, guys, you got to sit down and play this game with me.
He needs to work
and
on
they
his
made,
bridge a bit
he
more.
He made everybody play Final Fantasy VI, and everyone agreed Sabin was the best character. And they were like, I want to do that.
Somebody's in here being like, it works for Brock Lesnar.
I said, Brock Lesnar,
Taz, Kurt Angle.
I guess you learn the suplex, you're just, there you go. Martial arts prodigy.
Yes, they all been champions.
I mean, if it was this Megazord, yes, Brock Lesnar probably could suplex it.
Now, I'm telling you this right now, Bill.
Oh, here comes the swords.
Those are his back swords.
Back swords.
No.
Fucking.
His back scissor sword blades.
Hit his pterodactyl swords.
Well, you need those. This is lesson two of the School of Alpha. If you cannot suplex your opponent, such as giant turtle with spikes, can't suplex that. That would hurt. Next step, pull out back swords.
Stab twice.
Repeat process. So you've taught me to stab once. And suplex. We are going to say
if Goldar
so many
equals alive, suplex. If Goldar still equals alive, double blade stab. Repeat.
But
if Goldar equals dead, end program.
Slap.
Slap, yeah.
Now.
If Goldar equals dead, slap.
Repeat all but the stab. Only stab once. That's the effective. You pull out your cool swords, you drop them, and then you just be
done
with that shit.
Like,
that's his face, Bill.
Like,
he's,
what is...
It's his fucking swirly face. It's a swirly energy face.
That's him taking the stuff off of the pterodactyl.
Oh, that's his hand right
yeah.
here. Oh, my... It's
that's
so,
his butt ugly hand.
It's so fucking bad.
Mm-hmm. It really much is.
The really worst part about this is every single person... In this, quote, Megazord, end quote, could easily be defeated if we had the Easy Eight.
And Goldar's down
yeah,
there going,
the Easy
all
Eight
we need
is straight punch your cockpit off.
Yep, just punch a hole in your cockpit.
Oh, shit! They just fucking punched Billy's fucking knee cockpit.
Knee cockpit.
Billy, can you hear me?
His knee cock.
No.
Wait, who is the other knee cock?
The Easy Eight will systematically fucking...
Zach and
the girls were the arms, that's
yep.
right.
Yep. And Jason was the heart.
Stab.
Done.
Poke!
Only
done.
Once.
That's all it took to kill Goldar.
Bitch!
Which, since he's not solid, I still really disagree with this.
Oh, yeah.
This is so fucking stupid.
Billy, I think this is the one thing where Billy should be like, hey guys, you know what's not effective? What? Stabbing liquid.
I mean, we put an entire Zord through his chest cavity and then did, like, a giant fucking explosive fucking concussive blast, and that did nothing. And then we stabbed him in his chest twice with tiny blades, and he's made of liquid, and
he died.
Dude.
That's Bill. Like, that's like you defeated Clayface by chopping his arm off.
Yeah, eat that guy who can put himself back together.
Right. Like, you know, it doesn't fucking
I
matter.
I wish the cameos that they would have had of Kimberly and Tommy in them would have had them watching this whole thing and yelling, stabbing liquid does not beat monsters.
Gonna have to actually charge the sword and do like a giant lightning strike.
Because guess what? Liquid doesn't have a physical form. It can't feel pain.
Right.
You just stabbed him. He's like, oh no.
Just
oh, no.
Put him in a bottle.
You just moved some of the liquid
on his
boot.
Put him in a jug. You moved... Put the cap on. He's gone.
You moved a little bit of his chest liquid to the side.
He's like, I'll fix that later.
I'll fix that later.
Inconvenience, I guess.
It's so stupid.
Oh, Clayface called to say, that is some bullshit.
Damn. The chat actually just had fun. Something real funny happened. If they had the Turbo Omega Sword, it would have been a suicide mission. So according to at least one person in chat, this sword is still better than the Turbo Omega Sword.
I don't know.
Not on design.
I'm sorry, the Turbo Megazord, since it spins like a tornado and he's made of liquid, it would just kind of like spin him around like a fucking
splatter.
Blender and throw him all over the city. He's done. You win.
No, because what happens if each one of those become another Goldar?
I'm fine with that, little bitty Goldars.
Guess
it's
what?
Not that giant
stomp,
one that's destroying
stomp,
giant
stomp.
Towns. I'll step on them. Like, sorry, it works better.
Giant paper towel. Fucking get the big roll of bounty.
The big roll of bounty.
Bitch, you coming with us.
Quick picker upper.
Fuck Zordon. Judge me? No. I love how she just like, jump with her stick.
You're going to attack a huge robot with a tiny U and a stick.
I wish she would have taken the Zord out. That would have been... Look. Like Goldar is fine, but if you wanted to actually give me an ending to the movie, it would have made me really love this movie if she'd have jumped in the air, like landed on its chest and stabbed that thing into its face, and then it would have been like a gigantic cool explosion thing, and it would have fell over, and they'd have had to get out of the cockpit and fight her. Have the Rangers still ever fought Rita? Like
hand
fought
to hand?
Her?
No.
No.
That
was our chance.
No.
We had
We
had an actress that could have practically done it.
Did they?
A costume that would have
version?
Practically lent itself to actually doing it. No, she just threw them around when they were normal. When
using
they were Rangers,
magic.
They fought some rocks. And then she became a puddle.
No, I mean the original Sentai.
No,
series.
No, she didn't fight.
Never.
Now, the closest thing you got to a fight was that warehouse where she came down and landed on that dude's fucking chest. She had a small fight with them unmorphed. If you want to call that a fight, it was more or less, she whooped all their asses.
She
and, like,
slaughtered
dude.
Some
dude, she whooped
old,
their asses in five
guy.
Goddamn
I'm telling you, that would have been cool. And then they'd have had their powers, and you know that would have been payoff for the Yellow Ranger, who got fucking literally fucking beat up in her sleep. She's sleeping, and then here comes creepy Rita fucking drooling on your face.
Basically...
fucking alien Rita.
Still love
Rita.
That to this day. She's like sleeping, and she's like, wake up. I'm trying to be intimidating.
Fucking
spitting on me, motherfucker?
What the fuck?
Oh, you're awake. Arr!
Or she could have jumped on the back and went in the back door.
I'm just saying, that would have been really cool. And it would have given real idea to just how crazy broken Rita's power is. And then when she'd have transferred that power to a Green Ranger who was more able-bodied than her for a second film, it would have given idea to her power was broken. If she transfers it and somebody has full use of the power, that person will be very dangerous.
Actually, here's an odd question. Her staff has the coin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why didn't she change?
She is. That's her Green Ranger form. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's corrupted.
I thought
it's
the very
corrupted
first
form.
One that we saw at the beginning was the actual.
And it got blown up. And
okay.
Then
okay.
The power is corrupted.
Okay.
When they dropped that fucking thing,
meteor or whatever,
it knocked her into the water.
Okay.
You saw chunks of her armor explode off.
Right. That's what all that green on her is. It's the Green Ranger outfit.
Okay, I wasn't too sure if it was the full Green Ranger outfit or
You don't get to see her and her. The only time you got to see her was at the very beginning when she's talking to Zordon It's the only time she's all the way in her suit. All
right. I'm going to say something because chat pointed it out and it made me giggle.
What?
Krispy Kreme?
Yep.
Nope. We have to give points to this shitty Megazord for one reason. There's no back door that could be left unlocked.
Yeah, because there's five.
Because there's no door.
There's five separate cockpits, too.
That's true. She can't. That's what
I mean. She can't walk in the back door.
The only thing that makes sense is she would have jumped up, stabbed its faceplate, it would have exploded, and it would have fell backwards, and they'd have had to get out of the Zord and fight her.
They would have had to punch out of their fucking Easy 8 punchable cockpits.
Kind of wish there was a back door. She jumps back there. She opens that door. I'm going to get you. It's like a fucking wall. What the fuck? What the fuck was the door here for? There's another door. She goes in. I'm here. Where the fuck
are they?
Where the hell are they?
I shouldn't have melted them together.
Five separate cockpits, bitch.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that was their chance to really... Because I don't like... This is a bad climactic... The end scene is bad.
Okay, who was the one that slapped her? It was Trini.
Yeah.
She got the final...
And I guess that's payoff, but I really wish they would have got out. Though, and all of them could have got
Billy
weapons.
Asks, Jason, did you just slap her? And Jason's like, yeah, I did.
But here's the problem, though. She was the right arm.
Trini could have got weapons.
Yep.
At that point, had they all gotten out of the cockpit, they could have fought her. She'd have had the staff, and it would have been like some kind of crazy fucking Star Wars-esque thing where she's whipping the staff all around.
Jason had the sword.
Jason could have got the sword, and then each person could have got an actual weapon at that moment, and they could have overpowered her.
Zordon could have radioed him and been like, guys, I got one more gift for you. Jason, that sword is your gift. The rest of the team, here's your gift. And they all get their fucking power weapons.
You know, they could have killed her by combining weapons. And done another throwback to the shows.
Put that fucking power...
After they'd have fought her long enough, and they'd have backed her off, and while she's breathing hard or something, if they'd all got together and been like, let's fucking get rid of this bitch.
Power axe!
No,
because that takes too long, Shane. You can't just be like, let's form the giant... Oh, we're dead! Because... Do you think this Rita was going to stop and stand there? No.
No.
The bitch is patient, but not that patient. She sat there just going, wake up.
Wake up!
And that's
people.
Counting the times that she actually hit her, not the times that she missed spitting.
There you go, Shane. That is a Zord.
Dude, to be honest with you, if I had no context, I wouldn't even know what the fuck this is from.
Transformers.
Transformers sucks.
Look at it.
It's Optimus Prime melted down a bit.
No. The only thing that's missing, lens flares.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
I hated this thing so much that I didn't realize, did it have
the color
multiple
sucks
colors?
Too. Yeah.
I don't remember it having multiple colors, but I didn't give a
it's
shit.
It's five different colored things melted together in a weird amalgamation of ass! Of course it's going to have different colors.
And here comes the toy look.
Oh, yeah, fucking toy. I mean, at least the Goldar toy looks kind of neat.
He looks like somebody melted him.
He looks like Melt Man and...
With the power to...
Booster Gold. Melt. It's Booster Gold Melt Man. Oh, look. It's a really shitty toy. That's fucking amazing.
I got really big feet.
Why does no one love me?
It's because you look like a fucking Transformer nuke! And yes, that was after I gave them points for not having a back door. Guess what? Those points got fucking nullified because they have Easy 8 punchable cockpits.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Nuke.
This is better than the last CGI robot.
By far.
That's not necessarily saying
much. I would have nuked that too.
But I'm just saying it does look better than CGI Ninja.
CGI ninja was awful. Oh, my God. That whole climax of that movie was just dreadful CGI.
I still think that climax is better than this. They actually fought him. They had a sword fight on the ground. He destroys the power sword. They fought with all the Zords. There were two robot battles. Then he takes flight. They fly up. They're fighting. And then they'd mention that that comet was coming by at the earlier point in the movie, setting up the idea that it was up there. And... yeah, it's a little
Let's
dumb.
Let's kick him in the balls.
It's a little dumb that they knee him into the balls and that he falls into it. But, I mean, if we're going to give it to Dragon Ball Z, we kind of have to give it to them. Because Dragon Ball Z, that's how they got rid of Broly. They were like, oh, Comet, push him.
I thought they shot him into the sun.
No.
That was cool.
They push him into a comet.
Cooler, they Goku shot into the sun.
I thought it's been forever since I've seen that.
If I remember right, in that movie, there's like a comet or an asteroid or some shit going by.
There's a comet that's going to destroy the
And they just give all their power to Goku, and he's like, push!
He punches him.
Yeah.
He punches him once, and he basically does a Shoryuken and leaves like a fucking Sagat scar.
And then he gets hit by a big rock.
Yeah, and he's gone, bye. We'll see you in the second movie for some reason.
For some reason. He'd just be ice.
Sorry.
On our planet for some reason.
At least, I mean, the second coming of Broly is awful, but at least it's better than that shit bio Broly. Movie made no goddamn
Goopy Broly.
Goopy Broly's a stupid movie. But I'm going to give this Megazord...
A nuke like your dear brother Nick.
I didn't like these Zords.
You're
going to
nuke it with me.
I didn't like any of them. I didn't like... Oh, okay. Take that back.
I liked
one Zord.
I liked the.
I remember liking the pterodactyl because it looked like a crazy fucking spooky
Okay.
Jet
if we're
thing.
Gonna, if you're gonna compare,
I almost
well,
wish we
got like Billy's weird beetle thing.
He actually had a triceratops. It looked more like a triceratops.
Yes.
Than a fucking that fucking beetle did to a mammoth.
Yes.
But I'm telling you right now,
mammoth. He did have a.
If you combine, if you
dude,
look,
my brain is fried right now.
If you look at the Sentai that we got back in 1993, and you saw what those toys look like when they came together, and you look at these, you take their counterparts, which one looked better?
Right there. We have better toys.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's our
wait
Megazord right
obviously
there. Obviously,
our 16 months.
Obviously,
November.
That Mastodon was better.
Next year.
That Tyrannosaurus was better because it didn't look like it was inside out.
That Tyrannosaurus looked like...
It was inside
it
out.
It looked like a color swap from Transformers.
Now... The movie did do something right. That pterodactyl is 5,000 times better than the garbage we got in that show.
They win the pterodactyl. Okay, so let's do this just for the sake
17
of...
17 months.
Mammoth. Original, this.
Original.
Original.
Because it's a mammoth.
Tyrannosaurus.
Original. Yes, by far.
Tyrannosaurus. There you go.
So far, you're not disagreeing? Okay. Saber-toothed tiger.
I'm going to say original. Though I saw the tiger.
I didn't think it was bad.
It wasn't bad. It was actually my second favorite.
Okay.
But original.
Triceratops. This one is rough, and I'm actually going to give it to them because ours was a truck.
It was a tank.
It was just
it
a
was
big...
a tank with a Triceratops theme. And it didn't walk. It rolled.
It rolled.
Now, this one
his
falls
actually,
from...
His actually
his
ran...
Fell from, his fell from the sky.
His was running backwards.
Yeah. So we're going to give the Triceratops to the movie, and then, of course...
Pterodactyl.
To the movie.
To the movie. So they win two Zords. We won three.
Yeah. Original had a little bit better design. The Tyrannosaurus in the movie just looked like somebody grabbed that motherfucker.
But...
Inside out at him.
Weapons. We got a sword and a shield.
So we got the newest Pokemon games? Neat.
This guy
we had a
got...
Mammoth Shield. We had those weird gun things, which were actually the feet of the Mammoth. And we had a weird... We had, like, laser things. Lightning would shoot out of that head thing.
Yep, he would do that. When it comes to weapons, original...
They got...
Two blade...
Back
negative five.
They got fucking
back swords that they did use.
And then
once.
I don't think they got anything else because they were kicking and punching. They didn't shoot any lasers or anything.
No, they got back swords. So
back swords.
Easily won. I'm telling you, when you're because you can use the original content for this because this is supposed to be this is the same characters, different universe. Let's just we're gonna say that this is universe fucking 40. Okay.
Did Seth give it a rating yet?
You give it a one.
Okay.
Seth was also busy trying to educate people on what snark
is. I was waiting for a solid number before I can subtract.
I don't like these zords at all. Just because the movie had two good ones, don't matter. Not enough.
Yeah, also, snarkiness is one of my talents.
The only reason this thing doesn't get nuked is because, and this is the only thing I can give them, two of their Zords were legitimately better reimaginings than what we had.
We didn't see the other Zords. We were rating the Megazord.
But two of their Zords were better reimaginings than what we had. And this is by leaps and fucking bounds better than... Because, look, if we're comparing movie to movie, like in the design that we got originally for our movie and the design that they got for the next generation of kids that got a Power Ranger movie...
That 90 CGI.
Our Zord was exceptionally bad,
if
man.
If you are comparing the movies, just the movies.
Oh, Turbo won.
Turbo had the better
Zord. Turbo has the best Zord of the three movies.
Yes, easily.
Turbo has easily the
but
best
Turbo
fucking Zord
is,
of the movies.
But Turbo's the worst movie.
Turbo's the worst movie.
What? You're telling me you didn't, like, drive through the desert to get to a boat?
Did you know that?
You didn't like evil Jason whipping Tommy's ass
on a boat?
Did you notice that when they first got their powers, they morphed? And then when the next scene, when they're driving in the desert, they're unmorphed?
Yeah.
Like, why did you morph?
Why did you morph?
God, you just wasted energy.
They morphed so they could call their vehicles. But then they were like, man, these helmets are hot. And we can't just, like, lift our visors like these guys can.
No, man, we don't have that fancy tech.
So we have to, like,
power
de-morph.
Down. Let's
we
do
have
this.
To power down.
Dude, I'm saying, and by the way, if not having the suit means that you can still keep your car, you could probably summon it while you're not morphed either.
You're right.
Because it didn't go away. The car didn't magically power down, and the fucking car just disappears. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh,
got
shit.
My ass? You fucking road burn. All
right, so I got a one. I got a negative five.
I'm zero.
You're doing zero?
The only reason it's not getting nuked is because it technically is better than what we got.
Really is. But nothing is...
Shoot. Not to say that it's good.
No, man. Ivan Ooze is way better than Liquid Goldar.
Yes!
Ivan Ooze
Ivan
is an
Ooze
awesome...
Ivan Ooze is way better than Liquid Goldar.
I loved Ivan Ooze. I thought he was a great villain.
Now!
Okay,
because he's here, actually.
Okay, I gave it a zero as
well. Because
there's
a little bit of time. Because
I gave it a zero. I couldn't give it a single thing, so... divide by 5 equals... That thing was a negative 0.8 for the Megazord.
Next question.
You suck.
Who is the coolest Zord? It's Pterodactyl.
Yeah, because it's an actual... Because it's way more badass. It can do stuff. This thing could not do shit. I don't care. It was dumpy.
I think their pterodactyl was cool. It was like a giant.
She actually did
a really cool fire jet.
She did the most, in my opinion. When fucking Billy went down, she grabbed his ass and dropped him from the heavens. She's flying through fucking Angel Grove, blasting. Jason's biting.
Biting.
Trini's biting. No offense.
They got machine guns.
No
for
offense.
Reasons.
Zach and Billy are failing. Like, hey guys, what are you guys doing? Well, I'm over here shooting. Well, we're biting. What are you two doing? Failing. I'm on my back. This thing sucks.
Hey, can somebody roll me over, please?
Can somebody roll me over, please?
I can't get up.
I think I got fucked. I think I got the derp one. I got the derp Zord. Guys, it sucks. I got a beetle. I'm not cool.
So far, we got two pterodactyls.
What do
you
say? You
remember the movie. Who was the coolest Zord?
Triceratops.
You think
that
so?
That was the second
best.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad design. They got us on that. They beat ours.
What about you, Nick?
Oh, which one do I like the best?
Mm-hmm.
Jason's truck that he wrecks at the beginning of the movie.
I mean, it's
I'm sorry. You said Zords. I forgot. This is Sentai. It's not Transformers.
That wreck was over the top.
No, I still stand by my point.
It was extremely... he was like... Dude, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You got T-boned.
Why are you not dead?
You're not augmented.
You were hit really fucking hard.
The next time you get hit by a train, but it's different. You're augmented.
Right.
I mean, I'm justified in that, right?
He was already a bad motherfucker.
He's like, train? I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I survived flipping of truck.
Yeah. Didn't even get a motherfucking scratch.
I survived falling in crater of lava. Fucking Jason, bitch.
Jason. Fucking, it's a good thing Tommy didn't show up, man. Tommy would have been like, I'm a badass. Dude, I don't even want to fucking hear about badass. I have survived things without powers.
Can you survive rolling of truck? Because I can.
That was before I got the power.
It was before I got the powers.
You want to know how I know I'm indestructible? I got hit by a train and lived. That's how you fucking test it.
Ah, you think the immortality is your ally. I was born in it. Jason. Molded by it by getting hit by a train.
Jason is literally the fucking guy from Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah, he's Bruce Willis.
He's fucking Bruce Willis.
I'm Unbreakable.
And then they gave him superpowers on top of it.
Wait, wait. At that point, who would be Samuel L. Jackson? Because you have to have Mr. Glass.
Fall down, stab twice.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's Mr. Glass. Goldar's Mr.
He's
Glass.
He's broken.
And not in the fun way.
I can picture Goldar laying on his back, about ready to get stabbed. Motherfucker!
Ain't this a bitch?
Alpha's the multi-personality.
Fucking bonus round, Shane.
Yeah! Better Goldar? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, first off, we do have to do better Goldars.
Original.
Let's discuss that
real
quick.
Yeah, definitely
original. I don't give a shit.
No. You got three to pick from. Oh. You have the original, you have our movie, and you have this movie. They were different.
No, four.
There's a fourth? Go ahead.
Remember when that Goldar came back and Jason came back?
There's a fourth one now, too, because there's a fourth Goldar, because that weird Goldar.
This is easy for me.
Okay.
Original.
The original Goldar is the best.
I love that he couldn't do anything without punching the air.
I would say
a slight amount of fog made you invisible to him.
I would say original Goldar is my absolute favorite.
Yes.
That movie Goldar is still pretty fucking solid.
Yeah.
That was a good costume.
Yeah. It did do good with that.
It was good.
Then, I'm going liquidy Goldar. Then reimagine stupid, weird, new age
where
monster
we couldn't
Goldar.
Get the fucking original voice actor back.
Yeah, that weird one that we just saw. That guy gets the bottom of my list in terms of Goldars.
Damn, dude. Even liquid Goldar sucks ass, but you really take the cake.
That design is awful.
Does this mean we can rate this Goldar now?
We can rate this Goldar now. And also, you know, we should do a Goldar episode. We got four different Goldars, but now everybody knows where we're rating them.
I haven't rated mine yet.
Fucking biased ass motherfuckers.
Rate this Goldar.
I don't want to.
You
give
said
it a
one.
Do a fucking Goldar
give
episode.
It a one.
It sucks, dude. Yes, it's made of gold.
I wish it would have slowly become solid as the fight went and you started seeing that gorilla face thing.
I would have been okay with that.
That would have been really cool if it started as liquid and as they fought it started to solidify. That would have been fucking
sweet.
Instead, you
got Ultimecia face.
I got Ultimecia face.
Like final form Ultimecia face.
I mean,
this doesn't mean we can't come back to
no,
this gold.
No, you got no face.
You got no face.
With a fucking little thing in the center.
Yeah.
That's what you got. You got Ultimecia head. Giggity.
Yeah, so bad. I'm also going to have to... Oh, man.
I don't give it a zero because
here's
it is
thing.
Gold.
It's better... Oh, I hate to say this. That monster is better than that Megazord. So it does,
that is.
It does earn a one.
Well, seeming as I nuked the Megazord, I could give it a zero
and
it's still better.
Better. Yeah, for you, it's true.
But I'll give it a four because it's neat. I like the liquid gold.
Do you?
It's neat.
I love gold.
Concerned that we can now do this once per episode.
Actually, no. You know what? Fuck it. Genesis this bitch.
Oh, my God.
Fucking give this motherfucker a 10.
so wrong.
Don't even give a fuck.
Stay at my one. Fuck that.
Look, I got two things I can use, a nuke and a Genesis. I used the nuke on the proper answer. I'm going to use the Genesis because why the fuck not?
I feel like a Goldar episode is going to be interesting.
I do what I want, damn it.
I had no sleep
in fucking 48 hours.
You were going to what?
I was going to Genesis it because nobody was going
do
to.
Do it! Double
Nick
genocide!
It, so we don't need to double.
Do it! Do it. Do it. Do it. Knew it.
Guys, the Emperor is fucking weird. Did you guys ever, like, notice that?
Yes,
like,
really
Vader's
weird.
Okay. Vader's in the cafeteria with everybody else. Like, guys, the fucking Emperor, you really talk to that guy? He's really fucking weird. Do it. He makes noises.
Yes,
what is up?
He really does.
He makes old man noises.
He makes old man noises.
I'm
going
to point this out to anybody who doesn't actually know me very well. This is what happens when I don't get sleep for 2 days.
Did Seth
and have
chime
to work 18 hours of those 2 days.
Did Seth chime in on a rating or not?
He gave it a 2.
For this? Okay.
A 2.
So, yes. So, me being extra snarky and asshole-y today, yeah. Me being a goofy bastard, yeah. It's kind of normal. I'm
okay.
Hoping to sleep at some point, but I'm kind of wired up on about...
I Genesis.
6 or 7 energy drinks to keep me going?
4.8 for this Goldar.
Yeah!
That's really ridiculous, by the way.
You got 2 ones and somehow still almost got a perfect 5.
He's
like, I'm so good that you could give me 0s and I still get a perfect.
It's because the double genocide. Genesee. Genesu.
No, he does not get a Genesis.
Genison.
Ocela.
Genison.
All right.
Well, that was the movie stuff. So next up, we will review.
Stuff.
We'll
not
figure
Kamen
that out.
Rider, bye.
We actually might have a bit of a surprise episode coming on
and
the next one.
And no, it's not Kamen Rider.
It might be.
Oh.
You don't fucking...
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.